In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Grace is God's. But countless times, we've been reminded of how He shares grace with us. Although it comes from God, He makes us participants in various ways. How can we show that we appreciate this? At today's gospel, He challenges us by saying, if you love those who love you, the translation that we used said, what credit is that to you? But in Greek it says, pia imin charis esti, which means, what grace is unto you? In the Gospel of John, the evangelist writes that all received grace for grace, that God has never given up on sharing this with us in different ways. In the book of Psalms, the psalmist says, what shall I render to the Lord for all that He has rendered unto me? We can't pay Him back, of course. But He gives us this call to share grace. In another place, not in today's gospel reading, He says that when you throw a dinner, invite people who can't do the same thing for you. And this is a little model, a little reminder that God has saved us. We can't do that for ourselves, and we can't do anything back to God for that except offer ourselves and try to love those the best that we can around us. In a number of times, but the words of that seasoned guidance counselor who ran the violence prevention workshop that I had to take for teacher certification, he said that the ones who are the most difficult to love are the ones who need it the most. And just to think a little bit every day, what person makes my life difficult? Who's the most difficult to love? Who do I think deserves love the least? And Christ speaks to that kind of judgment too that we have, because He says, as you did it or did it not to the least of my brethren, you did it not to me. Well, if Christ calls them brethren, He can speaking to our judgment. Who do we think deserves this the least? But we're still accountable for loving that person. What would the world look like if every single person in their morning prayers or in their evening prayers thought to themselves, I'm going to pray for the person that I have the hardest time loving. The world would look better. I think God would bring us closer together. Christ prayed for His torturers. And I mean, we can get doubtful about this particular gospel reading because we say, well, what about enabling? Aren't we letting people get away with bad things if we still love them? And I thought that an inspiring thing happened to me when I went to a funeral. It was a while back in another state. But one of the speakers who wanted to give tribute to his friend had said that at a particular time in his life he was addicted. And this friend whose funeral we were we were doing the memorial. He said, this friend never enabled me, but he always was encouraging. He was always my friend. So the closer we get to Christ, the more he'll direct us. Not to say, well, I permit evil, that loving somebody who's doing wrong to us doesn't say I'm permitting them to do it, but to ask God for guidance. How can I pray for this person? Because we all want that kind of prayer. And Christ says, and John in the Gospel says, we've all received grace. So this way is a way of sharing this grace with others. You know, in one of the parables, Jesus talks about how there were people that showed up to get employed early, and there were a group of people who showed up late, and they got paid the same thing. And they were grumbling against the master of the house because they got the same pay that the first people got. They got the same pay that the late people got, I'm sorry. And then Jesus asks them, shouldn't I do with what's mine what I will? And then he asks this challenging question, or is your eye evil because I am generous? I mean, that says to me, he was generous to the first people. God has given us unimaginable things. And Christ wasn't resentful of the thief on the cross, who in the last minute repented. He didn't say, he said, you will be with me in paradise. He didn't say, oh, how convenient that now in the last few minutes you get paradise and I get paradise and I've been holy all my life. Eternal life, this is a grace and a gift that can inspire all of us to continue going closer to God. What a wonderful Father we have, the one who adopted us in the baptism and in the chrismation, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful like the Father in the parable of the prodigal son, who says to the older brother who had difficulty sharing grace with his brother, had difficulty forgiving his sinful brother, the Father said, what's mine is yours. Again, another sign of the grace that God wants to share with us. Hearing that should inspire us to reach out to those who have gone away. Because that's what we all need. What's mine is yours. This desire for God to share grace with us. And what can we do to show thanks for that? To do something with it. Who in your life has inspired you more? The one who gave you exactly what you deserved for every single thing you've done? Or the one who showed patience with you? Who has helped you to improve your life? We all need that grace. May God grant us the strength to notice what he has done for us. Isn't it so exciting that we're here and only a matter of 6 days, basically all of the icons are up. And just some filling in needs to happen, which is a little time consuming, but this burst of colors and great messages wouldn't be possible if God hadn't shared his grace with us. The Word became flesh, and through Jesus Christ, grace and truth have come in the world. And we can celebrate this through the images and also through our own life, through the love that we give to others. May He bless us and teach us to do His will so that we can have, so that we can show that we've received this grace. To the Most Holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.